Hello, you're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. We put it to you, the listener, what it is that we're gonna fill this show with. We suggest to you some topics that you might enjoy. You vote for the one that you like the most, and then we are duty bound to talk about the thing that you prefer, unless we decide ultimately we don't want to. It's boring, or we have nothing to say about it, or there's actually something we'd rather talk about instead. In which case, everyone in this room is allowed to use a wild card. They can use it once and once only to talk about something that didn't win in the public vote. All clear? Yes. I've got Mike Kearney, I've got Josh Sexton, I'm Amelia Bonner, and we're going to start.
That was me and Mike then. I was like,
everyone
clear.
Everyone understand
guys.
The rules.
Amelia was very school voice.
To be fair, me and Mike did kind of flounce them last time, didn't we?
Like, Mike's the biggest flouncer.
No.
You are the most.
I didn't even play my wild card last time. I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because you just talked about whatever the fuck you wanted anyway.
Yeah, didn't we talk about a bit of both? We both did a bit of Super Bowl and
possibly
a bit of traitors or something, didn't we?
Possibly.
You're notorious for ignoring the rules of this show, Mike.
Mike, let's just say we've got it and then really fuck it up at the last minute.
But none of you are as bad as Adam Smith, who lets me ask really long questions before then going, I'm going to play my wild card.
To be fair, I've started doing that now in lieu of Adam, so yeah, sorry about this.
His spirit lives on in this show. Love you, Adam. Hi. LFC is our first category, and your topics were Salah, the top four or five race, or Andy Robbo, and everyone, Mike, wants to talk about the top four or five race. A top four finish has been kind of what we've all had in mind for so long that I'm still finding it quite hard to adjust to the idea that coming fifth can get you in. And I will admit, and I've said it before, the maths still confuses me a bit, or the system, all of it still confuses me a bit. But it is important to understand it, because it dictates which domestic league is going to get an extra spot for qualification. But the point is, in as much as it relates to Liverpool, which is all we really care about, and how our season is going, that it looks like the Premier League is in pole position and that we're going to get five spots because it's got strong representation across all of the tournaments.
They need them.
But it gives us that extra bit of hope, and it, all we care about is how it applies to Liverpool, and five spots seems to be like what we're going to be aiming for.
Yeah, I mean, gone are the days where I'll be like properly clued up on how it works, what results we need to make sure it is, and blah blah. I would just be pressing home the fact that let's just try and finish fourth, eh? Mm. So we don't need to get a calculator out on the last day, and it's because of Arsenal get beat by X, Y, or Z in the Champions League that we're now into the Europa League. That's a blow, isn't it? And I suppose it'll be all right. It'll work itself out in the end if we just win all our games. We'll have a laugh. We'll feel good about things again.